This week's fatal explosion on the Colonial Pipeline does not appear to be causing widespread shortages at the fuel pump. As WPLN's Chas Sisk reports, a look at the calendar might help explain the difference.
Why one pipeline disruption causes a run on gasoline and another doesn't is too complicated to boil down to a single reason. But one important factor appears to be when the disruption occurs. The shortfall a few weeks ago and the big shortage many Tennesseans will remember in 2008 both happened in September. That's right when gas stations are switching from lower polluting summer blends to cheaper winter blends, says Tennessee Emergency Management Agency spokesman Dean Fleener.
So their inventories are already low. In Tennessee, they were at like 43% to 45% of normal capacity. This latest issue, retailers were at 100% and in good shape on supplies.
In other words, gas stations had more fuel on hand to deal with any drivers who rushed to fill up after the latest shutdown. And that in turn made it less likely other drivers would panic. But there could be a few other factors as well. Tima says the recent explosion was actually easier for crews to reach than the leak in September. The state has temporarily allowed gas stations to bring in fuel from Louisville. And over the past few years, the amount of gasoline arriving in Nashville by barge has increased. All things that could make a difference between a run on gas and business as usual. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chas Sisk.